Attorneys for the seven Rochester police officers involved in the Daniel Prude case say that all standard operating procedures were followed, including how they pinned him down. WXXI's James Brown has more.
Rochester police body cam footage from March shows Prude restrained on Jefferson Avenue. The medical examiner's office says that Prude suffocated. He was revived, but died a week later. The office ruled his death a homicide. But during a news conference Thursday, attorney Matthew Rich questioned these findings, saying that the medical examiner's report
records no observations of Mr. Prude's neck, mouth, nose, windpipe, or lungs, which would tend to indicate that he suffocated or was choked by the officers.
The lawyers also played a police training video from the New York State Department of Criminal Justice. The video shows a technique called segmenting, and according to Rich,
they correctly deployed the segmenting defensive tactic that they received training in. The effects of Mr. Prude's voluntary use of PCP are the root cause of what happened here.
Rich also argued that two of those suspended officers had no contact with Prude. He says one officer was on the scene but never left his patrol car, and the other responded to an attempted robbery that he claims Prude was involved with earlier in the night. Multiple investigations into Prude's death and its aftermath are ongoing. James Brown, WXXI News.